Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
Good evening, and welcome to Pop Culture Stars.
We're off to a great stop, aren't we?
We're all off to a great start. This is Dr. John, and welcome.
There he is.
Pop Culture Stars, can you hear me? I feel
yes.
like a Verizon commercial. Oh, my goodness. What are you laughing at?
I thought
are
you
laughing?
Passed out on the...
No, I had an obvious failure here. But I guess we're here, and we're excited. Are we excited? Is somebody excited out there?
I am.
That is, I'll take it.
Okay.
Can't hardly get
obviously, it. I'm not even supposed to. The board shows I'm not even on the show, but I'm here. Anyway, oh, there we go. Anyway, great to have everybody here. Welcome to Pop Culture Stars. We got a great, great show tonight. I mean, just crazy stuff happening all over the sports world. I want to say hello to my co-hosts and then to our guest, and then we're going to get right to the topic. First of all, Dave Atwell, curmudgeon at large. How are you doing tonight, Dave Atwell?
Hey, it's good to be back. Doing fine. Was able to get 48-hour furlough out of work, and dancing wasn't nice.
Well, that's good. We're glad you are surviving all the work and all that great money you're making. So congratulations for being wealthy. You're gonna take us all out to eat? I'm sure you will. Have to hammer on it. Have to hammer on it for that. Anyway, glad you're here. Todd from dear old Indianapolis, Indiana, at this moment. How are you doing, kind sir?
I am outstanding, it's supernatural, and ecstatic to be here. And would you all believe this shit? I had like 20 minutes of wintry mix earlier today on tax day. It is stinking the middle of April. What the bloody hell is going on? Mother Nature is just like all kinds of menopausal. Seriously, I'm in a cold class right now.
Well, that's interesting. That's an interesting way to put it. Okay, well, we'll take that as you're doing great, outstanding, supernatural, and all that stuff. And our guest tonight, due to all the ruckus, emotion, and everything else, we have my co-anchor for the Charlotte Line, Zach Beechler. Zach, how are you doing tonight from Studio G?
I am doing fantastic. How is everyone? I already know how everyone's doing. Dang it.
You don't know how I'm doing, man. Come on. I couldn't even get on the show.
Well, you'll be next to because you'll be saying, how are you, John? How about that? How are you, John?
I'm concerned and confused about the world. But other than that, I'm happy.
Probably.
Life's going pretty good, actually. So, anyway, it's great to have everybody here. And we had kind of a thing come up. We talked about it last night. On the Charlotte Line, and it was kind of crazy. So something happened. Somebody said something. A bunch of people heard it. Some people are really mad. Somebody lost their job. Now somebody wants to have a fight. Zach, since you're the expert on racing, and Todd, you're number two on this podcast right now on racing, did I about summarize it without calling any names, Zach?
More or less, yeah. It was an interesting circumstance that happened this weekend.
Well,
in less than 48 hours after an event happened, a driver did lose his ride. It's been
Let's put some names in it. Why don't you fill us in exactly what happened, because you're our racing expert tonight on Pop Culture Stars.
Well, incidentally, with NASCAR being on hold because of this whole coronavirus, NASCAR has been doing a bunch of stuff on iRacing to fill that void. If anyone doesn't know what iRacing is, it is a racing simulator that a lot of top pros and amateurs and Joe Schmoes like me, John, or everyone here on the board can buy and, you know, race to get some knowledge of tracks. This past weekend on Sunday, on Easter Sunday, There was a fun event race. It wasn't for anything in particular. It was just a bunch of drivers getting together to still put out a race on Sunday for us fans that were still stuck at home. And during that race, Kyle Larson, former driver of the 42 for Chip Ganassi, at one point asked, can you hear me during the event, and then dropped the N-word, a very polarizing word in all, well, just about everywhere and anywhere you are. And the reaction from then on just was downhill. NASCAR was made aware about it right away because of, well, everyone on Twitter and Facebook hearing about it. The next morning, everyone from Chip Ganassi Racing, who was Kyle's ride, to a bunch of sponsors and even NASCAR posting statements saying they're suspending him from operations, suspending their sponsorship. Just a whole slew of events were happening. He himself then made a statement that morning as well, posted on all his social media, said he was sorry about this. But the damage, unfortunately, was done. And the next day, yesterday, it was found out that Chip Ganassi Racing released him from his ride. Right now, it is unclear who will replace him in the 42 car or what if Kyle will come back. NASCAR has suspended him until he can do some sensitivity training, and at that point he will be instated and be able to race again. But as of right now, he has nothing lined up for anywhere. And John told me about a baseball player yesterday. I'll let you take that one because it's something you were talking to me about earlier today.
Well, the big story today was this. Marcus Stroman of the New York Mets said the following: I'll fight this man in a UFC event for charity. He needs his ass beat. Would love to hear him say that word in the octagon, as he was quoted in the New York Post last night and early this morning. And all I got to say is I think a fight to beat the hell out of each other, that's a great way to solve the world's problems. I was so incensed with that. I've been trying to call the New York Mets press line and the MLB press line, and they're not answering. They are not answering. They are running for cover from this, and they damn well should. I don't care what he said, but you don't pour kerosene on a fire. You just don't. It's not the way I was brought up. As long as I'm alive, I think it's wrong. You know what? This whole thing would have evaporated by tomorrow. It would have been old news. Everybody would have forgotten about it. But when you're a guy that wants to do nothing,
I don't know about all that.
I have to agree with that because, unfortunately, especially right now, it is tough to kind of steer away from that because a lot of people are not working and are keeping up with this stuff. But also, there's more of a social media buzz about it because of how high profile of a driver he is. I will say this. Back a few years ago, there was an Xfinity driver that didn't say – He did admit, he didn't say it on a live broadcast, on anything but talking to a reporter, one-on-one with a NASCAR official, and he was suspended for two races, so, and that's still well known. It was actually brought up during this whole thing that's gone on. The only reason it really hadn't blown up as much back then was, well, one, the driver was with a very small team and still is, and two, social media didn't have such a big presence back when that one happened. So I would say that this wouldn't have blown over so quick, but it definitely would have simmered a little bit. I'll say it that way.
It would not have been as bad as it's going to be now because he has brought Major League Baseball into this. So MLB is just as you know what they are at fault. NASCAR is at fault, and so is MLB. You are responsible for your people. And I'm sorry if that sounds like a tough way to look at it, but I think it is.
If somebody decides to have some heat, and they decide to settle it physically, if they can do that event for charity, that's not entirely a bad thing. I ain't losing my mind over that.
But you know what?
You know what? It'd be interesting to see them agree on a stinking charity, but or maybe two charities or whatever. If I win, it's my charity. You win, it's your charity. Whatever, come up with something. But yeah, for charity, really. I'm not really wigging on this.
Well, I'm wigging on it, and I'll tell you why. There are a bunch of kids out there that watch all this. And is this the way you want to treat them to do it? So if somebody says something bad and you don't like it at high school, then, you know, you just go up there and you say, let's have a fight right now. You know what? I guarantee, I know that when I was a kid, a bunch of us got crushed by our parents when we tried to pull stuff like that. Maybe it's the fact that we're in 2020 now versus when I grew up. But this is not how you – this is not – sports is not just sports. It's a way for people to learn how to act. Sportsmen are called sportsmen because they're supposed to act. Kyle got fired. Great. He got punished. I mean, he absolutely destroyed his career. In 10 seconds, he destroyed his career. No one knows if he'll ever be able to come back from this, ever. And so, I mean, but, you know, is this cool? You know, then do we say – Todd, I'm just saying, this is why I put it up here, and I want people to talk about it. So, you know, you got a 17-year-old kid, and he gets insulted by an 18-year-old boy. And so 17-year-old boy says, we're going to fight for my favorite charity, which is the United Way, so let's go out and fight.
Let's go with this.
Okay.
You're saying you didn't flick jabs with somebody in high school. And we ain't that far apart in yours, brother. We flicked jabs plenty of times, but you know what? I don't know, it was a different culture then. A lot of the times we could have a fight, and the very next get together, we were the two sitting here drinking beer together. You know, I mean, we're definitely a different generation as far as that stuff went, but.
Yeah.
You know, you old, a lot of them, they could get it out, they could get it done, they could get it over with. I mean, for God's sake, you got people freaking sitting there filming, and these kids are doing a lot worse. And I tell you what, I ain't going to blame the next fist fight with kids on this routine. Not with the crap that they've been doing and deliberately sit there and have 20 of them with cell phones watching three people beat the hell out of another person. No. You know what? I'm not going to put the damn cultural blame for the next fist fight somewhere on this. Ain't doing it.
Okay. Okay. All right. I was just going by the way I was brought up. And that's why
Oh, hell yes. If you got in a fight with your buddy, let's go, especially grade school, and you lost, boy, you get your ass tanned for fighting, then you get your ass tanned for losing. That was kind of the way that one went.
Yeah, it's a whole big conundrum because it's a whole mess. Kyle, and by the way, I have to give NBC News credit for something. I don't know what I'm going to give them credit for, good or bad. Zach, do you know about the cultural background of Kyle Larson?
Yes.
What is his nationality? Or what is his racial mix?
He is Asian American.
He is one half Japanese. And NBC News, in their story, made it a point to say the following. This is great. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that made me just say, what is going on here, Todd? And this is what NBC News said with an article by David Lee. And David Lee said the
following. How do you spell Lee and what's his ethnicity? I just thought I'd ask.
L-I, and he is Asian American. And so he says in his article on NBC News website, Larson, who is half Japanese with grandparents sent to an internment camp during World War II, apologized on Monday. I mean, what is that about? Is it good, bad, or is it just let's do this? I mean, is that not a mess? Do you see my point? This thing is getting totally out of it's getting out of control. And I guess I was wishing that it would just it would have gone away.
Going to get any yardage, man.
Do what?
I think sometimes when we feed the machine, it gives it yardage.
Yep. Well, what I enjoyed was trying to call the Mets and trying to call MLB, and their press lines were not answering. I loved it. They've got to reply to this too now. They've got to reply to this.
Oh, yeah, they're going to have to say something.
Uh-huh. So what's good for one is good for the other. And I'm not so much of a pacifist. I'm pretty much of an activist when it comes to most things. But, you know, there are times when you need to keep your damn mouth shut. Both of them. I think it would have been better for all had they kept their mouths shut. But they didn't. And I'm afraid this is like it doesn't matter what President Trump does, whether it's right or wrong. Whatever it is, the Democrats won't like it, whether it's right or wrong. And, I mean, you know, they need to keep their mouths shut. He's the president. And these sports people that kids look up to need to realize that they have people looking up to them. And, you know,
why?
First of all, Kyle Busch shouldn't have been even saying that word to begin with.
That
word is out of the language. But anyway, all right, I'm going to stop complaining. I'm going to let you guys talk because you're my co-hosts, and I have beefed about this and beefed about it. Dave Atwell, I haven't heard you say enough.
I was going to say, we're pushing 17 minutes, and he ain't said Jack.
Hey, Dave, say Jack. Jack!
Jack. Yeah.
Okay, hey, Todd, he said Jack.
I like
it. By the way, we got people listening to this podcast. I want you guys to know we have people all over the world listening to this podcast, and I hope they got a good earful of what I think. I want them to get an earful of what all y'all think and Zach, because I'm telling you, I get emails on this stuff, and I got emails on Charles Manson. My goodness, I got emails on Charles Manson from Monday night. Anyway, keep going. Okay, Dave, you said Jack. What else did you have?
Sure.
No, we didn't even get to Charles Manson. We got to Robbie Beausoleil and the Beach Boys. This is such the Charles Manson story is so gigantic. It really is. It's like one of the biggest pop culture events in history. We might even do, if I can get, I've got some people that might come on Pop Culture Stars, and we might even do a Charles Manson event because it was something else. It was right up there with the stature of the Kennedy assassination in terms of its effect and everything. So I mean, it's great. I'm glad people listen. I'm glad people care about the kind of stuff we talk about. It's important. Dave, talk some more. You already said Jack. Say some more. Give us an opinion, damn it. And yes, we can say damn it right here.
Yeah.
Do what?
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Right to start with, any fight these two guys are going to have is probably going to be some bitch slap fight anyway. So if they want to go on national television and make a horse's ass out of one another, that's even better entertainment. I will say this, though, about the whole event, because alluding to what you guys had said earlier, I had read about it the other day and had forgotten about it. I have a whole litany of other things going on that are more important than that. And I know folks are claiming boredom. And I'll be honest with you, when you're an adult, you should never be bored. So because there's always something to do when you're an adult. Clean, rest, read, bathe.
Floss your teeth.
Masturbate, yep. Do something, whatever it takes.
There it is. So there's the jack-off that I was alluding to.
There we go. These folks who are getting worked up about it apparently live some of the best lives, and I am envious of them because they have so little to worry about than some young kid having a Freudian slip. And that's basically what that was. It was not and context is something big. Down here in the South, you hear people say, you can cuss around me, but you can't cuss at me. There is a difference. And, you know,
sorry. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. You know,
exactly. They say that in Ohio.
Who?
Yeah.
I said, Zach, do they say that in Ohio?
I don't know. I'm from Illinois.
Illinois. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Now, that was a Freudian slip, not a Freudian slip. That was a Freudian slip. That was a dumbass mistake. But anyway, so do they say that in Illinois?
If you get into the real wooded parts where it's mainly farmland, I would, yeah.
They'll probably say it worse. They'll probably say a lot worse than that.
Hey. Wait,
yeah.
Wait, hey. Zach, did you get any of that snow today?
I'm sorry?
Did you get any of that snow earlier today?
I live in South Carolina now, so no.
Oh, okay. All right, right, for that whole Illinois thing. I'm going to say, man, Illinois got slammed. Yeah, I forgot that you're down there now.
And then Todd, you're oh, my goodness, I thought, where are we? Where's Kyle Larson when you need him? No. To be fair, Dave was talking. I interrupted. Zach responded, and then Todd, you jumped in. So let's go back to Dave and let him finish his opinion and his statement so that I don't get a phone call after this show and get chewed out. Dave.
Nothing like that would ever happen, of course. But,
right,
you know, the thing of it is that, you know, if somebody was to walk up to you and directly call you some type of racial epithet, first off, they're just words. And for all the names I've been called for various reasons, some earned, some unearned,
many which were correct, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, none of which have screwed my role at all. Okay? And Patrick Swayze in the movie Roadhouse, I'll never forget when he was walking in front of the crowd, and he says, I want you guys to be nice. And Terry Funk says, well, what if they call my mama a whore? And Patrick Swayze looks at him and says, well, is she? So... it's just a word. It's just a word. Okay? Now, I will, and to close off my rant, let me go on and say this. Any type of epithet, be it racial, be it, and that's racial in any direction. We can't just say, oh, it's only, you know, Asian folks that say this, or it's only white folks that say this, or it's only, no. Any, it's got to come from all directions, okay? Any epithets that's thrown out there, okay, until everybody stops using the terminology,
there we go.
Never go away. So for all the comedians out there that use these terms, and I understand the whole double standard where I am this so I can say that, that makes it worse, if you ask me.
Ask Dave Chappelle.
It makes it worse because what you're doing is you're promoting the use of that word just because you feel like you're entitled to say said word because you are of what you believe.
You are said word.
Right. So it does not make it okay. It makes it worse. So where you, as a person that doesn't believe in that word or words, needs to be leading the charge and say, I will not listen to this. And again, it's got to go away. The comedians got to quit saying it. We've got to quit saying it. Rappers got to quit saying it. Everybody has to quit saying it. And it'll go away.
I'm sorry, rappers, they're not music.
No, of course not. As a matter of fact, and I'll even throw some out there, Jewish names. I mean, Todd, John, you guys will remember. I mean, our grandparents, our parents, our grandparents, when it come down to folks of Jewish culture, there's a whole armload of freaking names that they used for those guys. And you rarely hear those words used anymore. Why? Because everybody quit saying them. And again, if everybody quit using them, then they'd go away and no longer be turned to be used. 100 years from now, they'd be looking back and saying, hey, these were old terms for racial epithets. And some guy would be reading it going, wow, that actually meant something. But until we stop using them, they're not going to go away. Now, is this kid wrong? Sure, to a certain extent, because he should not have that word in his mind or in his regular vernacular to have a Freudian slip.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Part of the lexicon.
Correct. And if you don't use it regularly, there's less of a chance of it slipping out. So does he need to be hung out to dry and then never heard from again? Does he need to be cast into the wilderness? No, because I think he's dealing with enough right now, the embarrassment. And I'm sure if you got inside of his head somewhere, he's probably beating the hell out of himself over it.
We can hope. We can hope.
Yeah. So, you know, let it be. But again, it's got to be both ways. It's got to be in all directions. And we've also got to give people a pass. Not a pass, but there also has to, the punishment has to fit the crime. Now,
I'm
unlike the Hulk Hogan,
punishment can fit the crime, true.
Right. Now, the Hulk Hogan tape, that guy was letting it fly. I don't know if there's a whole lot of excusing that, because he was letting it go. And the context in which he was using it was derogatory and was hateful. Where this was not directed at anybody. It would be the same as me saying dumbass. And there's some guy out there with a lower IQ going, well, man, that's not right to say that. I got a 42 IQ, man. You offended me.
You just insulted every Democrat.
Todd, did you just say that? I mean, you know, all we're waiting. Zach, have you got something to say that's just going to be awful? And then I'm going to talk about religion.
Well, that's a
You're probably mortified to try to add to that one, aren't you?
I'm just going to keep my mouth shut and be ready to hang up so I can get something to eat soon.
Okay. All right. So who do we?
Well, you already told everybody what state you live in, so you know, way to go with that move.
Eh. Well, John always tells them to live in Studio G, and
what was that again?
Nothing. But I agree with Dave. You know, there's a lot
right.
that.
You know what? That's right, because I got a studio name last week, didn't I, Zach?
Studio I Studio. That's right.
But, you know, Dave is correct on all that. You know, there's some accountability to everyone, and it shouldn't be, you know, we shouldn't be saying these words, period, anymore. And, you know, it's especially with the, you know, people, you know, the young kids, and especially people like me growing up, that was a word we heard quite frequently in the music genre called rap. I'm not saying it is one, but we have to classify it since it technically is, you know, they say it is one. I agree with Dave, you know, we have to stop using it, period, in order for us to all move forward with, you know, the hate that everyone has for it. We need to just stop using it. And I agree with Dave on that and wholeheartedly support, you know, people that don't want to use that word, just like me. I don't even know, you know, if I have ever said it or if I have one the last time I had said it.
Well, you know, it's interesting. In some of these terms that go through these twists and turns, like, how do you want to say this? Today, people of color is an okay expression, but colored people is not.
Good point.
And sometimes I use the nuance on that, and I get where it's some of those generalities in doing that. What if I started identifying myself as European and Eurasian American? Just a thought.
Euro-American. Yep.
Again, Eurasian. Not that you can even find references to Eurasia anymore, or even Asia Minor as far as that goes, but yeah. Sometimes we got to really figure out how the hell we want to identify ourselves and identify others and things like that. I think it's kind of funny. I'm both inclusive and exclusive in much of what I do, because I have biases among the military service members. I damn sure prefer Marines to any other branch of service. But I'd rather have those other branches of services, the Air Force, than slimy civilians.
Be nice, my dad's in the Air Force.
Than slimy civilians. Yeah, you know, whatever.
Thank you.
Yeah, but, you know, I'd still rather live in than the general things. But, yeah, I've got that. I sure do. I just think of the slimy, unwashed civilians. I tend to have that view. I tend to have that bias.
I always take a shower before I come to your place, Todd. Come on.
Good to go. I appreciate it. But, you know, I just kind of have that perspective. What do you want me to do? I'll own it, and I know I have that perspective.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
There's a more derogatory term, Todd, in the military. It's called dependence. I always hated the hell out of that term. Even when I was a kid and didn't even know what a dependent was, I hated it when they walked around and, how many dependents do you have? Well, hell, if I got to be a dependent, I'll go out in the woods and find my own chow. I ain't got to lean on my old man for this.
All right. I want to say something, because we know that Zach is going to have to leave. And I wanted to make sure that everybody hears the following story. This taught me more about people than any other story or any other experience that I've ever had. It was a comedy routine that nobody laughed at. It was called One Behind the Eight Ball. and it was a live performance by none other than Eddie Murphy. You ready? This will teach you about any kind of slurs or things that you might ever say or do about anybody. It was a lesson. All of a sudden, I said, wow, I learned a lesson. Never, ever again. Eddie Murphy was saying, you know, I'd been a little bit successful. I was working really hard. You know, I'd done pretty well in a couple of movies. And so I was meeting with some producers. And, you know, I thought that I was bringing value to the table when I came to a movie and was in it. And I think every one of us would say yes. Probably Eddie Murphy, during his day, brought as much value as about anybody could to a movie. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And
that's
one of the producers made the following remark. He said, but you know, right in front of Eddie, he said, but you know what? This isn't what we were looking for. Well, I didn't want a black guy playing this part. And Eddie Murphy said that he sat back in the chair. And he thought to himself, you know, I've done everything that I can do for everybody. I've been a good citizen, and I have made people a lot of money, and there's nothing, this is something I can't fix. Smartest thing he said he ever did was he got up and left. And they said, where are you going? He didn't even talk to him. He left. He said, you know, there's only so much that I can do. And if they don't like it, I want to get away from it. Not a soul in that audience laughed. He did that in Charlotte. Nobody laughed, but everybody stood up and applauded. It's the biggest standing ovation I've ever seen a comedian get in my life. Nobody's ever talked about that. He didn't do it again. He didn't realize the reaction he was going to get. He thought people would laugh. They didn't. They got up and stood and clapped along with me and my parents who were there watching that with me. And that's what said to me, you know what? We're all alike. We're all the same thing, just in a different packaging. We're all exactly the same. Better treat everybody exactly the same. And I think it was a great lesson for me. It was the best lesson I ever had. Better than anything I learned in a PhD program, I'll tell you that. And it
I believe that.
He was right. And you listen to somebody as absolutely successful as Eddie Murphy. I don't care whatever came out about him. He was so successful. And I never really heard anything bad about him. I mean, you know, he had his faults, you know, everything. I mean, he was a little bit like Robin Williams. He enjoyed substances a lot and whatever. But you know what he said made a lot of sense to me. And that's how I have kind of figured it out. That must have been some alien.
Zach, you've got to run. So before Zach runs, I'm going to jump to him. And if we need to, we can come back here. Because that was a killer point. And that's, man, I wonder if you can find that on YouTube. Just a thought. That ought to keep you busy for a while.
No, you can't. That was live, and that was back before they videotaped everything. Called Behind the Eight Ball. One Behind the Eight Ball. So.
Zach, how long are you going to be able to hang around with us, brother?
I'm going to give it a couple more minutes because I got to get something to eat and head off to bed because I have a job interview at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Congratulations. That's great.
8 a.m. No, dude, I'm awesome on the job interview. My alarm's already set for 4.
Yeah, but I'm doing Pro 5 myself.
But I just want to say, you know, this whole thing, it will change a lot of not just minds in the racing community. There will still, unfortunately, be the bigoted people who think, you know, this or that and think it's all right to say and not all right. So, you know, luckily there is still a lot of change, and it's good to see that people are, you know, see that Kyle has remorse. He's apologized and said he's going to, you know, he takes this to heart, and hopefully he does mean that. And once he gets done with the mandated punishment NASCAR has given to him that he will move forward, and fans, after seeing that, are still going to try to support him as long as they see in their minds and in their eyes that he is, he truly has changed as a person. And this will be a good learning lesson, not just for drivers, but for everyone, including children growing up watching that watched him and are fans of his.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it happen a lot of places. Paula Deen, you name it.
So, she can still make good food now, I'm going to tell you that.
With that, I'm going to head out so I can get some food. It was great being on with you guys, and great to talk to Todd again. We had fun last week.
Yeah, that was a blast, dude. That was an absolute stinking blast.
David,
thank you, Todd.
Nice to meet you. Hopefully I'll get to meet you in person sometime soon.
Yeah, brace yourself for impact.
I shall. And John, I will talk to you soon.
Absolutely. I'll give you a call tomorrow, see what's up. So thank you for being with us. Zach from the Charlotte Line. And tell our buddy Brady Van Sickle on the Charlotte Line, tell him we all said hello. And you be good. And now we're going to get into the nitty gritty. It's been fun. Thanks, Zach. We really appreciate you being on here.
Yeah, appreciate having you. Awesome to talk to you again.
Absolutely.
Great being on, guys. Y'all have a great rest of your show.
All right. Good night,
thank
buddy.
You.
Good night,
so,
brother.
Yep. And what a nice person he is. I'm going to tell you that.
I tell you what. I don't know if Dave knows. You got to go with the whole last week. John and I muddled through a show. I've got like zilch and freaking power going on here. And I posted in the our group message a picture of the stuff that had come down and took out the wires and stuff. Listeners don't know. You two know the story, Tough. You're going to hear it again. So I lose power about 20 minutes till 9 last Wednesday night. You got a hells of a storm going on. You hear some of the klaxons going on with the sirens from tornado, threats of tornado, stuff like that. And, big prayers to all those that got their asses kicked by tornadoes here the last several days. Just you ain't forgotten. They're nasty things. So I still got no power. Get up in the morning, but we go back to the show. I muddle through the show with John. We go through all kinds of things. And, oh, God, John.
Yes.
There was an episode of The Saint. They made a reference to he talked to a lady in the show, and he referred to himself as James Bond. How prescient in the staff for the writing. Just a thought for Roger Moore doing that. And I believe the dude that was a co-host played Felix Leiter in one of the James Bond shows later, that was a co-star. And so I just thought that was just almost freaky. But John and I were talking about The Saint, Roger Moore, all this stuff. We get through a show, got no power. We got all kinds of craziness going on. And as we're starting to wrap up our show, he's like, hey, why don't you come on the Charlotte Line? We're doing a special show tonight. Man, we were up till how late, John, doing shows?
Yeah, I know we were. How late, yeah. It's always great being on with those guys. They've taught me a lot about racing.
Man,
I know
was
a little
awesome.
Bit about racing now.
So. We had an absolute blast doing that one. We did it back-to-back, had an awesome time. And then I spent the next day teleworking from my motor vehicle so that I could keep my cell phone powered and use my cell phone as a hotspot because I had no power in the apartment. But at least the vehicle was heated, even if it was really a pain in the ass to do it, because by the time the heat came back on in the apartment, it was like 60 degrees in the apartment.
Nice.
It was freaking chilly.
That's cold.
It was
in an apartment.
Yeah, it was freaking, it was chilly inside because, you ain't exactly got the sunlight and that going on. At least when I was in the vehicle, it was a sunny day and they had getting that radiation through the windows was kind of stinking nice. That, and I had, like I said, I had it running, that kind of thing. So that was kind of cool. But that was a blast last week, and Thursday was just, you know, way to adapt and overcome, or maximum utilization of available resources, as a sign of my recruiter's desk said when I joined the Marine Corps. So, oh yeah, props out to John Pete, my recruiter.
Exactly. Well, you know, I think we've kind of gotten some good opinions out here about what happened and the aftermath, which was not very professional, not very good. But that's my opinion. Anybody else can say what they want, but I don't think it was good. And I think we just all need to be careful about what we do. And I will put a little bit of blame on the lack of 7-second delay. They should have had the 7-second delay on any time.
The maybe so for dropping the F bomb versus
any bomb. Yeah.
I don't know the but
we can't.
I don't know. I guess I'm going to go with he should have bloody well known better.
True, but you know what? We have to we have to be really careful on this show because we will frequently have the D bomb. Dave.
D bomb.
The D bomb. That's you. That's you complaining about what I say.
You were going there.
I thought I was sitting there thinking about foul words that start with D, and I was rolling them off in my head.
Yeah.
And I was like,
"Yeah, one of them's Dave." We love you, Dave.
It is a four-letter word. It is a four-letter word.
So that's so right. Is taco.
You know, I do have the worst
teeth. Right?
I do. Yeah. So what's wrong with tacos? Deadpool likes them.
Those are chimichangas.
I thought he liked tacos. I don't know. I don't know. I just run Comic-Cons. I don't know. I don't know what the hell we're talking about. But it's all good. I thought he liked tacos, and that's one reason I like Deadpool. But anyway, just inane humor and all that stuff. What everybody associates and loves from pop culture stars. And so why don't we get to some pop culture now? I think we have beat that dead horse to death. But again, that's what happens when you do a ghost hunt. I mean, if horse not dead, you better beat him to death so that they'll be running down the road to you, and you put up a flashlight and there's nothing there.
Well,
and nobody,
is the boat nobody, for, are the boats for that one I or nay?
The votes for that one are, it is a story in the upcoming book From Perryville to Danville, Kentucky. Hauntings at the Perryville Battlefield and in Danville right next to it. Civil War kind of stuff, but there's a lot of ghosts up there, and we're getting that put together because we're going to be on my birthday, November 7th, and I'll invite the pop culture stars up too, because I think Devin's going to come up. But I'm going to invite everybody up to my birthday party at Perryville National Battlefield in Perryville, Kentucky, where we're going to have a ghost talks and a ghost hunt and some locally brewed beer. So, I mean, it can't be much. Even if it's bad with my birthday, the beer will be good, okay?
Yeah, I'm flipping through a calendar right now. The
Perryville Battlefield.
That is awful close to a much more, I hate to tell you, a much more important holiday. The
what, Election Day?
All right. Oh, no, they got Veterans Day there, but I'll tell you right now, and Dave will tell you what I care about in November.
That's right. Marine Corps birthday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
November 1775.
I'm sorry, I thought you were talking about the Metro Diner in Indianapolis. Well, I'm so
November, that's oh man, it's always nice when that happens near a weekend because on a Friday or Saturday, because I always need a day to recover. It just so is. You would think at my age I'd know better, but somehow or other I don't.
I'll never know better, Todd. Come on. What more can I say?
All right, so we got and I tell you what, make sure you keep me looped in, because I ain't making notes right now. Too far out, okay, really, for me to think that far ahead on that. Because I'll do a little research and I'd be willing to put together a battle study on either on at least one of the battlefields.
Perryville.
A little historical context and it's not just the classic history of these guys. They went there, they duked it out, these guys won thing or whatever. Tend to go into forces available, how they were deployed, what they were done, try to get into the commander's heads, things like that, decisions taken, the how and the why and stuff like that. The arms were, what the arms could do, kind of in-depth thing. I'm sure I'll get some glazed eyes, but could probably do it. Could probably give you a fairly detailed thing. Overview a little bit deeper and stuff in probably about 45 minutes.
Well, that's great. So as long as I have it within 5 weeks, I'll put it in the book. I think that would be wonderful. It's one of the most astonishing battles in history. So many people got killed. There are so many ghosts up there of soldiers that are trying to go over. And people see ghosts all the time. It's an anomaly when they don't see something when they're up there. And so that's why we took this time. And Perryville is kind of like the Burger King of battles. If Gettysburg is McDonald's / Chick-fil-A, then Perryville is Burger King. And we love the Whopper. No, we do. So that's what I've got to say about that. And so I think we have we have proven our mettle and our worth tonight. Let's go around, and if anyone has anything else they want to bring up, I'd like for us to do plug time. Is that cool?
Sounds good.
All right, so I'm going to plug up, first of all, Todd, then Dave, and then I'll finish with the final plug.
All right. Thinking about the independent businesses and stuff, doing what they can to hang on up here. There were a couple of references to it in my life tonight before the show came on. Then, of course, tacos came up again. I'm going to give a big plug out to Brita Tacos in Jacksonville, North Carolina. They do some real damn tacos. It's a family-run business. It's all about family. They are stinking good to go. But Brita Tacos, and it's good to eat, people. Check them out.
Sounds great.
Well, they were one of the ones that did the posters for us back in the day.
Back in the day. Well, that's great. Well, we'll have to go check them out. We really, really will. And thank you for that great plug. Dave Atwell, what would you like to plug?
Just a repeat of what's been said over and over and over. We're not going to put this whole thing behind us. And things are only going to get worse until we learn how to follow a certain instruction. And today I've heard they were protesting. They protested in Raleigh yesterday. and they protested in Michigan yesterday or today. Again, you know, it's we discussed on this show a million times how a lot of times people need to be protected for themselves. I don't understand why I still see groups of people coming in the grocery, and everybody has an excuse, it seems like. But I see, you know, mom and dad come in with three kids pushing a stroller. And, you know, there's been movies out there. What was the Sandra Bullock movie where they got to wear the blindfold? And the instructions are real simple. You have to wear a blindfold. You have to keep your eyes closed because the minute you see whatever it is out there, blam, you got it. Real simple instruction. So with this here, you know, when they say 6 feet apart, when they say only go to the store when you need to, you know, if you're in that age bracket and or medical history bracket, you need to stay away the most you can. The sooner everybody's able to embrace that, the sooner we can get back on and we can have football and we can, you know, because they were talking today about football, how they're going to – they're talking about having the games in empty stadiums or half-full stadiums and everything, and I'm going, no, that's not going to work. That's going to a steakhouse and only eating potatoes and salad. That's not going to work. So how are we going to get there? Glad you asked. The only way we're going to get there is by following directions. That means stay your ass at home, unless you have, and running out to the grocery store and walking around for an hour and a half and picking up a crossword puzzle and a bag of damn gummy bears is not a required activity.
Oh, Dave, come on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Keep your kids in, and if they say they're bored, give them a coloring book. If they don't want a color, you give them a trash bag and you tell them start cleaning the damn yard up. The word bored is another word that should be eliminated from our vocabulary, because if you're bored, you obviously are shallow of thought. There's always something to do. So, again, follow simple instruction, folks, and we'll all get over this and we'll move on to our miserable lives. But until then, the number will keep going up. The sanctions will continue to be levied. So don't drive the wrong way down a one-way street. How's that? And we'll all get through and everything will be groovy. So there's
unless
my two
cents. No, but you can drive the wrong way down a one-way street as long as you've seen a UFO and the feds already have your name and number and they've followed you for 3 years. Then you're okay doing that, okay?
Yeah.
Just
like
a little history about a little history about me there. Go ahead. So.
I thought it was a South Park episode.
No, it's part of my life. All right, guys, thanks a lot. My plug is thanks to the Pop Culture Stars. We love Liz. Kevin has got some problems with his phone. He had a tornado hit in his yard after, and he has had the worst time. But he finally got to call out, and we talked for about a half hour. He's good. He's going to try. He said he's afraid to go to Walmart right now to get him a new phone, but he's going to try to go this weekend, so he'll be back with us. We miss him. He's a lot of fun. he's got the world's – the second best bad attitude I've ever seen. Dave Atwell has the world's worst attitude. That's why we can't get rid of him. He wouldn't have anywhere to go. Nobody else would take him, so we have to keep him, you know? But it's great, guys. Thank you so much. That's right. You're the booby prize. That's all right. We like booby prizes. Boobies are good.
Boobies are good.
Oh, I know. Oh, I'm so glad that this show is not on Brady's network. Oh, my God. Nobody would like that one. Okay, guys, talk to you later. I'll be talking to you this week. Take care. We love you. Goodbye to everybody from Pop Culture Stars. See you next week.
Right.
Bye.
Big hugs, everyone.
Be safe.
Okay.